I had myself suffered under his preoccupation upon previous occasions, when the order of his room had been maintained by particular arrangement of window and curtain, according to day and to night, and seldom to my taste or my comfort. But now he maintained no such order, and did not determine their opening or closing, for we were no longer in Collis's room, and the window was always open, and the curtains were always open. Not that Collis displayed any interest in this constant arrangement, in the intervals, when he might note it. But as I suspect he was aware of my watchfulness, so I suspect he was aware of my arrangement. Dependent on the intensity of his silence, I could suspect and conclude, but where his silence was too deep for echo, I could neither suspect nor conclude, and so gradually, where this occurred, I began to take the only course open to me, and terminated the intervals arbitrarily, cutting short the proposed duration, when I could no longer follow him, and was no longer his dominant. But this was not until later.